So if the thing which we are worried about, that has very big consequences. We understand we should not be emotionally fixated with sports, but if it's career or family relationship, which may adversely affect us for years, and what to do in such a situation. See, spiritual life is not about becoming hard-hearted or apathetic. We are meant to be responsible. And to some extent, responsibility means investing our emotions. Now, when will I be responsible in something? When I'm invested in it. So it is not that we should be completely emotionally disinvested from the world around us or our roles and relationships in this world. The point is that we always need a sense of perspective. Sense of perspective means that this particular thing, it is important, but still it is a part of a bigger whole. So we are bigger than our circumstances. We are bigger than our careers. We are bigger than our relationships. When I say bigger, it is not an egoistic sense. Bigger in the sense that we are connected with something far bigger. We are connected with God. So that means that things may go wrong in these things, but still we at our core have it within us to tolerate this, to transcend this, to emerge stronger through this. So to the extent our identity, we identify with the circumstantial. To that extent, we will lose perspective. To the extent we identify with the transcendental, we identify, I am a spiritual being. To that extent, we'll keep perspective and we will do the needful to navigate with that situation. So an example, suppose we are going by car, we are driving a car, and then there's a tunnel. And if you go from New York to New Jersey, a tunnel along the way. Now, some tunnels may be just 100 meters, some tunnels may be 1 kilometer, some tunnels may even be 10 kilometers. Now, some tunnels may be longer than others, but if you understand, oh, it's all dark over here. What's happened? No, it's a tunnel. The tunnel will come, tunnel will go. I just keep driving. When we think, oh, this whole road for the rest of my life is going to be a tunnel. Then we'll think, how can I move on? If I understand this tunnel may be long, but still it is temporary. And this road is bigger than the tunnel, and my own journey is bigger than the tunnel. Once I understand this, then we can persevere through the darkness of the tunnel also. So see, materialism makes us believe that life is like a 100-meter sprint. If you don't get to the destination, you don't get to the destination first, then everything is lost. But spirituality hence helps us understand that life is like a 100-mile marathon, in which there may be some sprints. There are many laps. We may come first in a lap, we may come middle in the laps, we may come last in one lap, some lap also. But it doesn't matter. We can pick up later. So when we see that life is much bigger than whatever phase we are going through, then that understanding that I am bigger than my circumstance, that will help us to calm down. And by calming down that way, even if the stakes are high, see, the problem is not that the stakes are high. The problem is that we become too agitated by those stakes. Sometimes our reaction to a problem becomes a bigger problem than the problem itself. So by keeping the problem in perspective, we will make sure that our reaction doesn't worsen the situation. Say, if I'm going along a road, I feel a bite on my leg. I look down and see a snake slithering away. And now the snake has bitten me. I get angry. How dare this snake bite me? And I start running after the snake. I will stamp it to death. Well, even if I succeed in stamping the snake to death, what is happening? In all my running and stamping, the poison is spreading through my bloodstream faster. And I'll die. So what has happened here? The problem of snake biting was there, but my response made the problem much worse. So like that, if we get too caught in the moment may be very big, but still if we get caught in the moment, we often react in a way that is counterproductive. By remembering that I am much bigger than this moment, that my life, my existence, my relationship with God, these are far more enduring than this. By that, we can get a sense of perspective, and then you can respond appropriately. Does that answer your question?
sir.